All right, it is Julie Slater on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I am joined right now. This is very exciting. It's like the turn of the seasons. We are about to announce the Hollywood Bowl 2026 season, which marks the LA Phil's 104th season. We have Joanna Reese, LA Phil Vice President of Programming and Creative Partnerships, with us. Hello.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. I'm very excited to get down and dirty about all of the things that are happening at the Hollywood Bowl, one of my favorite venues. Let's get started with Gustavo Dudamel, it's his 17th year with the LA Phil, and isn't this his final year?
Yes, we will be celebrating his 17 years with us this summer at the Hollywood Bowl. So we are very excited and are thrilled to have a full week with him in August.
I saw something about the Foo Fighters, how the Foo Fighters are going to be with the LA Phil. What's tell me all about it?
One of the nights that we're celebrating is Saturday, August 22nd. We have the Foo Fighters with Gustavo and the LA Phil, which is thrilling. We did a show with just Dave Grohl solo at Coachella. We did a couple of songs with him and the orchestra, and
I
it was the
remember
big,
that. That was great.
yes, it was
Oh.
incredible. So there was a really fun conversation that we had backstage at the rehearsal for that show last year, and it turned into a concert for a full band, full concert with the orchestra this year. So we're thrilled, and we cannot wait to do that. It's going to be the first time the Foo Fighters have done this, and it's supporting our youth orchestra, Los Angeles YOLA. So they'll be joining for a song or two as well. So we're really, really excited about that one.
So fun for those kids to be playing with the Foo Fighters and
Yes, absolutely.
the
Yeah. And that was a program that Gustavo started 17 years ago with us at the Phil. So we're celebrating YOLA, those kids with us for the full week in August with Gustavo. So they'll be part of almost all the nights that we have with him this summer.
I wanted to go over kind of there's, you know, it's a huge list of artists that you're announcing. Maybe we can go over if you could highlight some top ones. Also, we can chat about some of the artists that we play on the SoCal Sound.
Yes, absolutely. We can, if you want, we could start with our jazz festival. So the Blue Note Jazz Festival is back with us in June 13 and 14 this year with a large number of artists, but it's a super fun 2-day event. Patti LaBelle, Wyclef Jean, Gregory Porter, Samara Joy, Yusef Days, Sima Funk, Robert Glasper, and more. So that is a great one that kicks off the summer for us.
And what about, I always love your July 4th shows. Tell us a bit about that one.
Yeah, so we have the July 4th shows, 2, 3, and 4 of July with the Beach Boys. And of course, the, I don't know, quasi a new member now, or not new anymore, but John Stamos seems to come out and guest with them most of the shows they do in LA now. So he'll be there too. But yeah, it's all the great Beach Boys songs, all the hits, super fun for the 4th of July with fireworks on those 3 nights as well, and the orchestra and Thomas Wilkins, our conductor.
I have to say, I didn't realize this is America's 250th birthday.
Yes. So that'll be part of the program. The first half of the program that night, or those 3 nights, are celebrating America's 250. And then the second half is all the Beach Boys with the orchestra.
That's going to be a great time. I love seeing all the fireworks at the Hollywood Bowl. So beautiful. It's such a bucket list. Anyone listening, if you live in LA, you're visiting, the Hollywood Bowl is you have to check that off your list. You should be going every single year. I'm just saying. Okay, you've got music for the films of Wes Anderson also happening. That's happening in July.
Yes, and that is definitely a highlight too. It's 3 nights. It's July 10, 11, and 12. So this is something that Wes has been asked about doing with an orchestra for many years, and he's finally ready, and we're doing it, and it's going to be an incredible 3-night weekend. We're working very closely with him. Beck's band is going to be our house band. We have the orchestra on Friday and Saturday, and we're going to have more of our non-orchestral program on the Sunday. We don't have the orchestra on the Sunday night. And it's basically going to be every film represented will have music performed at the Bowl. So it'll be a combination of the classical on the Friday, Saturday with the pop and the rock hits sung by rather, many different special guests. And we will be announcing those coming soon. But
You can't sneak peek any special guests with us right
well,
now.
like I said, Beck's band is our house band all three nights, but yeah,
So it's
there'll be
possible
some,
Beck will be there.
yeah, well, you know,
Possible.
possible, possible. So it'll be an incredible night. There'll be visuals and there'll be pop-up experiences around the venue. Wes is really engaged in creating basically the world of Wes Anderson at the Hollywood Bowl for those three nights. So there'll be special merch, there'll be immersive opportunities. If anybody came to see The Simpsons at the Bowl or The Muppets at the Bowl, we did weekends with them in the past, and it was a similar situation where we really brought the venue into the world of that particular entity. So just like that, you'll be entering the world, the wonderful world of Wes Anderson at the Hollywood Bowl for those three nights.
That's so great. We're big fans of St. Vincent. She's been by the station. Such a lovely person. Hollywood Bowl Orchestra in St. Vincent. Has she played at the Bowl with an orchestra before?
She has not. She's performing with the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra that whole evening, Sunday, August 2nd. And she's going to be doing the show that she did in London with the BBC Orchestra. And it's just absolutely an exquisite, exquisite show. So it's one of those shows that if you love her, you'll love it. But if you don't know her or you haven't discovered her yet, you'll still love it. She's just an incredible vocal talent and so much personality and beautiful, beautiful songwriter and musician. And so that's going to be an incredible show. And Anushka Shankar's opening for her on that night.
That's going to be so fun. I wanted to mention just some of the kind of quickly go through some of the other artists that are playing the bowl in the 2026 season. Artists that we play on the radio: Blues Traveler, Gin Blossoms, Spin Doctors, A Triple Threat coming July 18th. Bob Moses and Cannons. I know Bob Moses has some new music coming out, and we just started playing a new Cannons tune. That is July 19th. A little some Beards, ZZ Top. With special guest Cheap Trick. Love that. August 5th. Do you have, oh, I also wanted to mention Squeeze, Adamant, English Beat, that one coming on September 19th. Any other shows you wanted to highlight?
Gregory Allen Isaacoff and Jose Gonzalez will be coming to the bowl in September on the 19th. And that is also with the orchestra. Gregory Allen Isaacoff is performing with the orchestra. This was something he did once before at Disney Hall, which sold out instantly, and it was just an incredible show. So I think that's one I wanted to point out. John Batiste, Sunday, September 27th. He's always so much fun and such an incredible, incredible artist. We have Herbie Hancock celebrating the 100th birthday of Miles Davis. That's in August, the 19th of August. Al Green and the Womack Sisters, August 14th. We have on Friday, July 17th, we have Lizzie McAlpine performing with the orchestra and several other special guests doing a night celebrating music of 1969. And we have the Roots Picnic coming back. We have the Roots and Nas, T.I., De La Soul on that one, which is the 27th of June. And we have Chance the Rapper for our Juneteenth show. So that's going to be an incredible night with Chance the Rapper, Friday, June 19th. Those are a few additional highlights.
Now let's talk about the on sale for the 2026 Hollywood Bowl shows. It looks like new subscribers went on sale just now this hour. Also, there's a couple of shows where you can buy tickets, like the Blue Note Jazz Festival, the Roots Picnic Experience, Bob Moses and Cannons. Those go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. There's Create Your Own packages. That's March 24th. Is that when you want to buy for like multiple shows?
Yeah, you can put together your own package for those. And also just remember too, for all our shows that are part of our season, you can bring all your own food and beverage of choice. Into the venue. We open usually about an hour and a half to 2 hours early, so you can come and picnic
My
and bring
favorite thing to
everything
do.
in. Yes. So just a reminder that you can bring all your own good stuff and create your own picnics as well.
And that's with the shows that are with the LA Phil only,
That
right?
is all of the shows that are not the Lyse events, that are not the Live Nation Hewitt Silva events, which are listed on the website accordingly. But basically, everything we're talking about today, that applies to.
And new subscribers, of course, can sign up today. But then, if you would like to purchase tickets for the Hollywood Bowl, single show ticket sales, looks like May 5th for the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes, single tickets go on sale May 5th.
Very exciting. Well, thank you so much, Joanna Reese, LA Phil Vice President of Programming and Creative Partnerships, kind of cracking open the Hollywood Bowl season for 2026. Very excited.
Yes, thank you. And we also will have more to announce, a couple of things that we're waiting for a few of the large festivals nearby to play off, and then we announce them. So you can stay tuned. And we are big fans of KCSN at the Hollywood Bowl. So thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. You can find a list of all the shows that we talked about and a link to the Hollywood Bowl on our website at thesocalsound.org. Julie Slater, thanks for listening.